just check these real quick that we can hear these mics? This is going to be very unrehearsed, and then every once in a while, very rehearsed. So, you want to start?
Yeah, this is when Bill started developing. You want to say anything about Double Stream, since you're right there?
Yeah, I first heard this tune played by a Nova Scotian fiddler, and it just dawned on me. I could see in my mind how to play it. It was a simple tune, because if anything more complicated, then it might not have happened.
How old were you then?
Gee, probably 21.
Of legal banjo age.
So, I wonder if there is anybody out there that that doesn't know exactly what we're talking about when we talk about Bill Keith's style, which is sometimes oversimplified to being playing fiddle tunes on a banjo, but it's a whole lot more than that. Is there anybody who could elegantly explain the fiddle tune part of it? Maybe Tony Trischka.
Well, just to say that when you're playing okay, it's a banjo workshop suddenly, I'm sorry, we're gonna geek out for just a second, bear with me. When you're doing Scruggs style, a lot of the notes are not melody notes, they're just kind of filler notes, like you take the chord and just break it up into the individual notes. In the melodic style that Bill developed and created on his own and popularized when he was with Bill Monroe back in 1963, he came up with a style which was based on scales, which suddenly allowed you to play fiddle tunes note for note, which is why.
Let me throw in the amazing thing about this way of playing scales is that you still have alternating strings, which is what makes Scruggs style so cool, is that you have all the strings ringing into each other. So yeah, you could do a scale, but if you want the sound of the great thing about Scruggs style, the ringing, you do it like Bill did. Alternating strings almost in a backwards fashion, an unintuitive sort of fashion, to find the notes and alternate with other open strings and other closed strings to make it ring like Scruggs style does.
If any of you said something wrong, do you want Bill to interrupt?
Anybody can interrupt. I'm hoping someone will interrupt. Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
Is that a start? And when I say oversimplified, I think that that's just the technique. But what Bill has brought to the banjo is so much more. From the jazz chords, and but mostly an elegance in his playing. I've always just loved the musicality of what you do on the banjo. So the technique is one thing, and we always talk about Earl Scruggs starting the three-finger style, but if he didn't play, there's other guys who played three-finger around that time, but it was the musicality that is why we're still talking about him. I think that's also true of Bill. So we're gonna. Well, should we move on into an actual song?
Yeah.
But did we introduce everyone up here?
Yeah, let's do that.
We did not. That's Mr. Ryan Cavanaugh on the end right there. And Mark Horowitz over here. Noam Patelny. Mr. Tony Trischka.
We're actually all related in some weird connection of teacher, student, friend, inspiration, irritation, all those things. So it's cool to be up here with you guys. We're going to attempt to mangle, first of all, the tune that Bill first did with Bill Monroe, Devil's Dream, and we might go into Sailor's Hornpipe and mangle that as well. If that's okay with everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to be the